Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you for the abundance of all things. You are the mighty God, the God of gods, the Lord of lords, the King of kings. And we worship you and we praise you and we thank you for this beautiful, magnificent, glorious day that you have made. We just love you and praise you. Lord, as the word goes out today, as we talk about your word, Lord, I ask you to anoint your word and bless it to the lives of everybody that'll hear it. I ask you to give people revelation and wisdom and understanding that they'll need, that they might learn today what is required for them to walk in your word. And Lord, the obedience that's required. And Lord, if we just praise you as the word goes out, bless it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now then, I'm going to talk a little bit to finish up this week, these last couple of days this week. I want you to know some of the things that I have learned from the Word of God that is so clearly laid out all over this book, what is required for us to be prosperous and successful in life. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to college and getting a Ph.D. Yes, that's nice if you have one of those. But you can go to college and get a Ph.D. and still not be prosperous and successful in life. I've known many people that's happened to. Now, it's amazing. The Lord says in His Word, what will it prosper a person if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? In other words, if you were a man or a woman that had gained the whole world and you could be master over the entire earth, and everything that was on it was yours, and people might think, goodness, look at you and what you have. But when you come to the day that you close your eyes in death and you go to hell and you are there with Satan bound and tormented for eternity, you would have easily have given everything you had for one more opportunity to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. But I'm going to show you some things today from the Word of God, what the Word of God says. Now, I'm going to start off today in the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 5, the Lord's telling Joshua, "There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee." Then verse 6, he says, "Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that thou mayest prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Now then, here is some very, very, very important words in these scriptures that we just read. You notice, first of all, here as we started reading, that the Lord told Joshua that he would be with him wherever he went. The Lord's going to be with you wherever you go. But you and I have to meet some of the requirements of this book to be able to walk in prosperity and be successful in what all the things that we do. So many people today are trying to be prosperous and successful, trying to do it the wrong way. They're trying to do it on their own. They're trying to do it without God. And that never works. Because when you try to do things without God, yes, you may have a big company. You may be a very successful businessman. You may have a master's degree or a Ph.D. And you may be the perfect picture of health. You may go to the health club three times a week or maybe five times a week, and you may work out and you may run and lift weights and do all those things, and everybody thinks you got it all together. And then at 40 years old, all of a sudden the devil comes by your house and he kills you, or he puts you down with some kind of a cancer, or he afflicts one of your children. He does all kinds of devastating things. That beast is out there to kill, steal, and to destroy. And the only way you can keep him away from you is to not sin. Now, there is an awesome statement in the New Testament I want to read to you. Listen to this promise, or this statement, I guess I should say, that the Lord made here in 1 John 5:18 and 19. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now, that means that anybody that's born of God does not go out and habitually sin all the time or every day. You strive with all of your being to not walk in any kind of sin. Now, people that say that's impossible, we as Christians can't not sin, that is not true. We can walk in obedience to God's word. And if you hide his word in your heart, you can walk free of sin. Because listen to what the word says. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one, which is Satan, toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. So if you are a born again, redeemed son or daughter of the King of the universe, you should be striving with all of your being to not walk in any kind of sin. You ought to be walking holy before the Lord. You ought to be waking up in the morning, reading his word, praising him, thanking him for every day that you have to live. And as we read over here in Joshua chapter 1, when we was reading in Joshua chapter 1, when the Lord told us there, be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law. Not part of the law, all of the law. You must keep this book. Now then, I'm going to tell you a scene that I've seen in the spirit realm that opened a whole new world to me. Years ago, when I got to thinking about our Heavenly Father, which is the judge of the universe. Now, he's sitting on his throne in the judgment hall, you would call it. And it says that Jesus, which is our advocate or our attorney or our lawyer, is seated at his right hand. He's interceding for us. So, then in Revelations 12, 10 and 11, it says, but the accuser of the brethren, which is Satan, stands before the throne accusing the brethren day and night. So one day it finally came to me that in this courtroom in heaven, here sits God the Father sitting on his throne. Here is Jesus Christ, our brother, which has paid the price for our sins. And he is sitting there on the right hand of the Father. And Satan is standing there on the left hand accusing you and me. What is he accusing us of? He's accusing us of sin. Every time we do anything that's not according to this book, we sin. Romans 14:23 says anything that's not of faith is sin. In other words, anything that's not of the Word of God or anything that's not of the law is sin. So when you do something that's not according to this law book, it's sin. So Satan will stand before God and accuse you, and he will ruin your testimony. He will absolutely defeat you so that you will not be able to get your prayers answered. That's what he's doing, standing there before the throne room. In other words, if you're praying the prayer of faith, this will be an example. If you're praying the prayer of faith for someone, the Lord says in his word in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please me. In other words, without the word of God, it's impossible to please me. So you come to the Father. Anytime you go to pray, you take a scripture. You read the scripture. out loud, and therefore it's heard in heaven. The Father hears it, Jesus hears it, and the devil hears it. Then you stand on that verse. And after you've stood on that verse, you thank the Lord for his answer. Now, if you were going to use the prayer of agreement, when you get through praying, like in Matthew 18:19, think of this magnificent promise. Jesus said, "Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask me for, it will be done for you by my Father which is in heaven." Now, I'm telling you, that's an awesome promise. That's an awesome statement the Word of God made for us in the New Testament. But I've come to realize that most people don't believe that verse will work for them because of their sin. They know that they're sinning. They know that the devil can accuse them. And so their hearts condemn them, so they cannot stand before the throne of God and ask in faith. And so that's another reason so many people never get a prayer answered. But if you believe God, you come to him, you make sure your sins are confessed, make sure you're walking holy before the King, and with your sins confessed, then when you come to the Lord and you call him into remembrance of his word, and you stand on his word, and you ask for something, and you use the prayer of agreement, what you must do then after you prayed and thanked the Lord, then you ask the person to say out loud that you prayed with, that you were standing in agreement with, did you agree with this prayer? And have them say yes. If they do, say, "Yes, I most definitely agree with this prayer in the name of Jesus." So if two of you agree and it's done and you've both said you do, then both of you need to thank the Lord and praise him for your answer and go and begin to worship him and praise him for your answer. And if you will do it like that, I guarantee if both of you had your sins confessed, the Lord will hear your prayer, he will answer that prayer, and you will get your answer. I have used a prayer of agreement many, many, many times. I've seen the Lord do mighty, mighty things with that wonderful part of the Scripture, the part of the law. That's why you must know the law and have it hidden in your heart. The law is the Word of God. Now that we come to the end of another day, I want to continue this teaching tomorrow. I would like to invite you to call me for teaching tapes and videos and audios. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. Also like to invite you to our church in North Dallas every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. We're at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. Go up 35E until you hit Walnut Hill. Go east on Walnut Hill, four blocks to Shady Trail. Turn south on Shady Trail, about 300 yards. We're right there in the warehouse complex. We would love to have you. Praise the Lord.